KCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk on VCY America. Today's program is going to have a different look to it than our normal fare, because we're going to talk about certainly an issue that is needs to be foremost in our lives. You see, it's easy to become so overwhelmed by circumstances surrounding us, and regularly on this program, we speak of the troubling times in which we live and many concerning matters that we face. Sometimes as the stories cross my desk, I wonder, what next? How much further downward morally will we as a people go? Will we as a nation go? Will this world, the countries of this world, turn its back on God? We see what's going on within the educational system, the entertainment media. We see what's going on within the political system. And it's very easy to be overwhelmed at times to the issues that are going on. And so today, I'd like to focus on a program of encouragement to you, even in the midst of tough times, to keep our eyes on Jesus. In preparing for the program today, my mind went to a very difficult time during the time of Christ, and how the Lord gave a brilliant first-hand object lesson about keeping one's eyes on Him. And I'd like to draw our attention today to Matthew chapter 14. You see, in this passage, we find that Herod had taken hold of John the Baptist. He had put him in prison. He didn't like this convicting message that John gave to him regarding an improper relationship. He certainly did not like the morality that John the Baptist stood for. Sound familiar? So he had John the Baptist put in prison, and he was going to kill him, but the Bible says he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. Well, Herod had his birthday roll around, and the daughter of Herodias danced before him, pleased Herod, and so he promised to give her whatever she asked for. Well, she asked for the head of John the Baptist. So Herod had John beheaded in prison, and many times we end the narrative there, but I'd like to pick up reading from Matthew chapter 14 exactly what transpired next, because there's a very important lesson for us to learn. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 14, starting at verse 12, his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. And when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. They had just lost John the Baptist. But Jesus' heart was one of tenderness. He was moved with compassion on the people. He healed them. And in verse 15 it says, and when it was evening, the disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. And Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. So again, that scenario unfolds. John the Baptist had just been beheaded. They went and gave word to Jesus. He went to go off into a desert place, and the crowds followed him. He had compassion. He healed them. Certainly he taught them. They got hungry, and we have the feeding of the 5,000 take place on the heels of the death of John the Baptist. Straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away, saying, you go on, you go to the other side, I'll catch up with you. I'm going to dismiss the crowds. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Peter had taken his eyes off the Lord. The circumstances that he was in were overwhelming to him as he focused on the conditions he was in. He took his eyes off the Lord. He began to sink. Have you been there? Maybe you are there right now. You see the many things going on in this nation. You begin wringing your hands rather than folding them in prayer. Or perhaps you're completely overwhelmed, not just by world or national affairs and what's going on in this venue and that venue, perhaps what's happening education, what's happening in our political system today. But maybe you're overwhelmed by situations you're facing. Maybe it's health-wise. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's pertaining to matters going on in your family. Maybe you've lost a loved one, even as the disciples had just lost John the Baptist, who was martyred. In any regard, you know what struggles and challenges may be overwhelming you right now and the matters that you are facing in your life. I was reminded in Hebrews chapter 11, this great hall of faith, the godly examples of many and the intense challenges that they went through. And the Bible tells us of that great faith of Abel and of Noah. We'd learn of Abraham and Joseph and Jacob and Isaac and many others. And what we also learn that some were martyred. And that's where the writer of Hebrews picks up then in chapter 12, where it says, Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, even through all the trials, the struggles, the heartaches, the hardships that many had gone through, as we saw outlined in Hebrews chapter 11, the importance of looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking back at the account of Peter and the disciples, do you remember what happened? We saw the Lord walking on the water. He bid Peter to come out by him. Peter did, but when he saw the wind and the boisterous waters, he took his eyes off the Lord. He began to sink. The Lord grabbed Peter and caught him, took him into the ship, and the wind ceased. And the Bible says when they were coming to the ship, they worshiped him. And today, that's what we're going to do here on Crosstalk. We're going to keep our eyes on Jesus and pause for praise to him. Today, we are going to have you call in and just finish the phrase, Today, I'm praising the Lord for. We won't have time for long speeches because no doubt there will be many who want to take a time to pause and praise the Lord today. Just a brief statement or two on what you're praising the Lord for today. We're opening our phone line right now here to Crosstalk. Our number is 1-800-733-9829. We try to do this a couple times a year just to, again, keep our eyes focused on the Lord and for what he has done for us. We're pausing for praise today and giving you a chance just to finish this statement. Today, I'm praising the Lord for. You fill in the blank as you call us at 800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. We'd like to have calls from all over the country today. yes, the issues are heavy and they weigh upon us, and we're concerned as to the direction things are going, but don't get caught up in the waves. Don't get caught up in the storm. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus. And that's what we're doing today, to simply keep our eyes on Him as we pause for praise. Keeping eyes on Jesus, pause for praise is our topic today here for Crosstalk. And our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829 as we pause for praise here today on the broadcast. And we trust you'll take time, as Scripture tells us, that I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. And so we encourage you to call us today here in Crosstalk as we pause for praise. Again, our number, 800-733-9829. Right now, every line is ringing here, so if the phone's ringing, you keep it ringing. And also, if you get busy, just call us right back so that we can take your phone calls here today. We're going to begin with Kevin calling from Milwaukee. Kevin, today I'm praising the Lord for...
Today I'm praising the Lord for my parents.
Because...
because they're special to me.
Very good. Thank you so much for your call today here on Crosstalk. Again, the number 800-733-9829. Phil is calling from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Today I'm praising the Lord for...
for your program, for VCY in particular. You are bringing things to light which are necessary. And I praise the Lord for your station and for you, James, and all that are preaching the wonderful word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. God bless you, Phil. Thank you for the call.
God bless.
Katrina is next in Kentucky. Today I'm praising the Lord for...
I'm praising the Lord for that there is a doctor in Texas that may be able to help my sister. And that, more than we've asked, just that he may be able to help our sister. And I'm praising for just that little glimmer of hope.
Amen. Thank you, Katrina, for your call. Let's go to Ohio next. Marcia, today I'm praising the Lord for...
my salvation and the fact that He absolutely loved me so much and changed my heart.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Marcia, for your call.
Thank you.
Dan is next in Milwaukee. Today I'm praising the Lord for...
today I'm praising the Lord for making it as clear as a neon sign where my place is and what my purpose is on this earth to serve Him.
Amen. Thank you, Dan, for your call here today. Crosstalk, continue. I didn't know that we're processing the calls very quickly, so simply pick up your phone and write the number down. When you hear somebody call, that is your opportunity. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call in on the program. Today, I'm praising the Lord for, and the number to call is 800-733-9829. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk as we pause for praise today, keeping our eyes on Jesus. Back in just a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how are stars formed?
Chris, evolutionists say that each star condensed out of interstellar clouds of gas. But think about it. How could this happen? Remember, space is a vacuum, and gas in a vacuum would be sucked out in all directions. How could this gas become so dense that it would collapse by its own gravity? The pressures pushing it out would far exceed the gravitational pressures inward. There have been a number of evolutionary suggestions to get the process started, but all of them start with stars in the beginning. They say that a nearby exploding star might send out a pulse of energy that would condense a cloud of gas, but the question is, where did the stars come from in the first place? Not how do stars in rare circumstances form other stars? The Bible says that God created stars on day 4 of creation week, and the evidence fits that back to Genesis truth.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for going back to Genesis.
program of encouragement today here on Crosstalk, keeping our eyes on Jesus, pause for praise. And again, we talk about all the issues going on. Yeah, we talk about the storms of life and the things that are going on. And we see the disciples were in the midst of that storm. But when we take our eyes and focus them on the storm rather than the Savior, we end up in trouble. So today's program is to get us to refocus, okay? Keeping our eyes on Jesus as we pause for praise. Going right back to the phone lines, we have Deb calling from Duluth, Minnesota. Deb, you're on the air.
I praise the Lord for when I take my eyes off Him or when I let go of Him. Jesus will continue to hold my hand and keep His eyes on me.
Amen. Thank you, Deb. By the way, our number is 800-733-9829. Let's go to Punta Gorda, Florida. Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Hi. I praise the Lord for renewal every day. No matter how bad I messed up yesterday, He's given me renewal the next morning.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. And if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's go next to Dallas, Texas. Billy, you're on the air. Today I'm praising the Lord for.
Oh, hello. It's Billy Ray. Billy Ray, Texas. But I praise the Lord for just giving me the saving knowledge. He drew me to Him first. He loved me first, and He gave me the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, the gospel.
Yes.
And He forgave me, a wretched sinner like me.
Amen.
I just want to thank Him.
Amen. God bless you, Billy. Thank you for the call. We have Gino in Baraboo. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to praise Him for the air I breathe, the food in my belly, the clothes on my back. That's what I praise Him for.
Amen. Thank you for your call here, Gino. Yeah. Pausing for praise today next to Ara in Alabama. You're on the air.
I want to praise the Lord for this country and for everything that He gave me until the day of today, for my conversion, for my son, and for such a good He has been with me. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your call today. From Alabama, we're going to Tennessee. Brenda in Nashville, you're on the air. I'm praising the Lord for it.
I am praising the Lord also, not to copy from that other man earlier, but for your program, the wisdom and the knowledge that it pours out to everyone that would take it, and also for my life and beating heart, because I died the end of November, and they could not bring me back.
Praise God for His work. Thank you, Brenda. We have Maria calling from Mobile, Alabama. Maria, you're on the air. Hello, Maria. Maria, you're on the air. Okay, come on, Maria, one more time.
I am praising God for you.
Okay, you have to turn your radio down, please. I'm going to put you on hold, Maria. I'll come back to you one more time, but put your volume on your radio all the way down. Let's go to Dan in Kenosha. Dan, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, praising the Lord for the beautiful day. We almost had a building arc yesterday with all that rain.
Okay, praising the Lord for a beautiful day. Thank you. Let's try Maria one more time in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the air, Maria.
Yes, sir. I'm praising God for His grace and His mercy.
Amen. Thank you so much for your call. We've got Wilma in Ohio. Today I'm praising the Lord for.
Well, first of all, for my salvation and my husband. I have a good, godly husband, and that no matter how bad things are on this earth, the Lord is still in control. And we have a heavenly home to look forward to.
Amen. Amen. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today. Let's see. Our next caller is from Arizona. And Maureen, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm praising the Lord for the Lord. In Him we live and move and have our being.
Indeed. Thank you for your call today. Having our pause for praise today, keeping our eyes on Jesus. Our next caller is from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Donna Jean, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord today for the beginning and end point of our faith, because He is who He says He is, and He does what He says He does. Mm-hmm. So God bless His holy name.
Amen. Thank you. The author and finisher of our faith. Thank you for your call. Esther in Kansas, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for bringing my niece out of a coma with a clear mind, and she has another chance to get right with the Lord. It's an absolute miracle.
Amen. Thank you, Esther, for your call here today. And let's see, next to Pensacola, Florida. Don, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Don the Baptist down in Pensacola, Florida. I praise the Lord that I have eyes to read the King James Bible and ears to hear the blessed Word of God. Thank you.
Thank you, Don, for your call here today. And today it's a pause for praise. Today I'm praising the Lord for. And pick up your call, your phone. Give us a call here today at Crosstalk at 800-733-9829. Again, the purpose of our program today is to get us to refocus, just like you have to reboot your computer at times. So it's a reboot, keeping our eyes on the Lord amidst all the trials, the challenges, and issues that we're facing here across this land. Joe is calling next from Alabama. Joe, you're on the air.
Yes, I praise God for you and for the station and the output, because I get it out of Pensacola, and it went off the air for a while. You know, Satan's the prince of the power of the air, but still, God is in charge, and I praise him for it.
Amen. Thank you for your call today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. We've got Willie calling from Milwaukee. Willie, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for saving my life. I was recently in a bus accident, and I walked away with it unscratched. Praise. And I just thank the Lord for his grace and his mercy.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank the Lord for your show, too. Well, God bless you.
God bless you, too, Willie. Thank you for the call. John is also calling from Milwaukee. John, you're on the air.
Afternoon. I'm praising the Lord for instructing me to forgive people. It's a wonderful thing.
It sure is. Thank you for your call. Be forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Let's see. Next, we go to the state of Ohio. We have Debbie calling in. Debbie, I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, the long life. Thank you, Jesus, for giving my mom and dad a long life, 84, 85, and they're still going. Mom has Alzheimer's, but she's still good. And for the salvation of my soul, great is thy faithfulness. Praise the Lord, Jim.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Okay, taking your calls here today on Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. We've got Courtney next in Miami. I'm praising the Lord for.
God bless all you saints. I'm praising God because I sent the YCA for two of the CDs of the brother that used to be a Catholic for 30 years. And my nurse at the clinic there, he told me last week he was a Catholic. God bless me, and I'm giving all the honor to God. God bless me to bring one of those, and he listened to it, plus four Bible tracts on Catholicism and a church service. And I went there today, and I asked him about it. He said, I didn't know. I have a lot to learn. And I asked him, I said, do you want to hear some more? And he said, yes. So I thank God for that. I'm watching him save a soul.
Amen. God bless you, Courtney, sharing the light of the gospel.
You better believe it. God bless all you saints now.
Great.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That was Courtney in Miami taking your calls today on Crosstalk. I'm praising the Lord for our number 800-733-9829. Let's go to Tennessee. And Sheila, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. I praise the Lord for giving his son Jesus to die for my sins and that I'll have a home in heaven. And for everybody's sins, that call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. And I also want to praise the Lord for my husband and for my family and my children and for this great world and that we live in.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you for the call. We've got Al calling from Bridgeport, West Virginia. You're on the air, Al.
Hey, Jim. Hey, I want to thank the Lord for all the callers today, too, by the way. You know, it's just great to hear all their testimonies and such. But I want to thank God for all the gifts that he's given me and everything that he will give me, because he's always there for us, Jim.
He giveth and giveth and giveth again, Al.
You better believe it, brother.
Thank you for the call. And let's see. Next, Wayne County, Kentucky. Martin, you're on the air. Marilyn, I'm sorry.
I want to praise the Lord for all his love for me and for saving my soul. And I want to praise Jesus for helping me deal with losing my husband.
Is that recent?
November 7th.
November, yes.
Yes, but it's still there, you know.
Absolutely.
It never the same again, but I know where he's at. He loved the Lord.
Praise God.
And I love him too.
To be reunited someday again.
Yes.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to Jeannie in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Jeannie.
Hey, I want to praise the Lord for my kids. I have three kids, and two of my boys are in the Army, and they're serving. They're soldiers in the Army, but they're also soldiers for Jesus Christ, and that just blesses my heart that my boys are soldiers for Jesus Christ also. So I'm thankful, so thankful for my family.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Jay, Florida, is next. Juanita, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to praise the Lord for bringing me through open heart surgery a few months ago. It was a miracle. I lived through it, and I just want to praise him every day for his goodness and mercy.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Juanita. Norma from Mitchell, South Dakota, you're on the air.
Hi, from Mitchell, South Dakota. I praise the Lord for VCY America, the radio program. I don't know what I would do without it. Please, don't ever discontinue. And praise God and praise you too. Bye.
But thank you for your call, Norma. And the station you listen to, folks, I hope you're praying for them. We have VCY stations, Rejoice stations, other independent networks, Clean Air, and many others. Be praying for them and give to support the station that brings you Crosstalk. Get behind them and say thank you for carrying Crosstalk and support them financially and pray faithfully for the ministry. Let's go next to Bernie calling in next. Hi, Bernie. You're on the air.
Hi, I want to give praise and glory to God and asking for him to continue his holding off of his judgment, which is so long overdue on the perversion that America has slipped into.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving us some time to repent. America, wake up.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Bernie, for your call. I reminded, as Peter wrote, that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, Lord, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And certainly we're seeing the very patience of God right now as we are a nation, a world that stands just ripe for judgment. Milton is calling now from Jamestown, Tennessee. Milton, you're on the air. Hello, Milton. Okay, let's go then to Donna in Meadville, Georgia, or Pennsylvania. Donna, you're on the air.
Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I love him, and I'm so blessed to have President Trump. He's the only one that tries to get us to look to Jesus, too. He believes in, and he's trying to. So I praise the Lord for it. If it be his will that he gets in again and gets our nation straightened out, one nation under God.
Amen. Thank you, Donna. And, yes, thanks for that tune. Remember from my youth, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day. Yes, we love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and that's what I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. We'll be back in just a minute here to Crosstalk. Our lines are continuing to be packed. Write down the number, though, and call when you hear somebody hang up at 800-733-9829. Keeping eyes on Jesus today as we pause for praise.
The New England Primer was introduced in Boston in 1690 by Benjamin Harris. It was the first textbook printed in America. For a century after its introduction, it was the beginning textbook for students, and until well into the 20th century, it continued to be a principal text in all types of American schools. The founders, as well as millions of other Americans, learned to read from the New England Primer and the Bible. The core of the primer is its rhyming alphabet, such as for letter A, in Adam's Fall, we send all. The letter G, as runs the glass, man's life doth pass. It also included lessons for youth, Bible questions, and a shorter catechism. A pocket-size hardcover edition of this 1777 historical reprint is available for a donation of $9 or more by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the New England Primer.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and again, just keeping our focus on the Lord, even amidst the trying times in which we live. We talk about many trying issues going on and call forth, like the watchman on the wall, there's danger out there. But the important cry is to keep our eyes on Jesus. Don't lose sight. Don't wring your hands. Fold them in prayer. And certainly to keep our eyes upon him amidst the circumstances. He's a God who is in control. He is sovereign. God never has to call an emergency meeting of the National Security Council. He knows, and certainly he cares. Let's go back to the phone lines today to the state of Arkansas. Alice is calling. Today I'm praising the Lord for...
because I know in my heart that I'm saved. I have that wonderful witness. And you talk about the future and what's coming. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I have the love of the truth in my heart. I received it from him. Therefore, by his grace, Jesus also said, he that endures unto the end, the same shall be saved. That's my hope, the grace of Jesus. I do love him. My greatest desire is to make heaven my home.
Amen. God bless you, Alice. Thank you for your call. We have Daniel next in Milwaukee. You're on the air, Daniel.
Yes, I'd just like to thank the Lord for the guidance and the sign he gave us for my wife's new career choice. I just want to thank you, Brother Jim, and the crew down there for all the hard work you guys do.
God bless you, Daniel. You're a blessing.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right.
Melanie, calling in from Indiana. You're on the air, Melanie.
Yes, I am thankful for so many, many things, but today I'm thanking God for the gift of my wonderful, loving, and godly husband, three wonderful children, and their spouses. I've got six grandchildren with one soon to arrive in December, and I'm just thanking God for every one of them.
Amen. Thank you, Melanie. We've got Emmeline from Biloxi, Mississippi online. Go ahead, Emmeline. You're on the air. Emily.
Yes, sir. I'm thankful to be able to be a mom to four girls, and they would like to share something they're thankful for.
Okay.
I'm thankful for my country. I'm thankful for Jesus dying for me. I'm thankful for my family and my friends.
Lily, what are you thankful for?
Mommy and Daddy.
Thank you, sir.
Emily, thank you so much, Emily, for your call here today. You're a blessing to us. Roger in Meadville, Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for the great plan of salvation, for there is no other. I'm thankful for parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents who have shown me the way, and my wife and I are desiring that we do the same thing with all of our children and our eight great-grandchildren that are coming on. And one more thing I haven't heard. I'm thankful for my Social Security check each month. That's one of God's provisions.
God bless you, Roger.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. John in Rock Springs, Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. My wife passed away the 6th day of May. I want to praise the Lord that we had almost 61 years together, and we had five children. Praise the Lord for all of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And our condolences to you, John, and praise God for his comfort.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your call. We have Matilda calling in from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Matilda, you're on the air.
I'm praising the Lord that I'm able to help others in need.
Amen. Thank you. Brad in West Allis, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. Yeah, this is really good to have this on this show today. With all the stuff, all the putrid garbage going on in society today, it's good to know that God still is on his throne, he's still in control, and he's laughing at them. And they hated him without a cause, and that's why they hate us without a cause. But we know where we're going. And we take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, just like God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. But in the end, he's already won, and he's going to give us the victory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brad, for the call.
Thank you.
Taking a pause for praise today, keeping our eyes on the Lord Jesus. David in Milwaukee, you're next. You're on the air. Hello, David.
Oh, yes. Yes, I want to thank the Lord God for just being with me as a single parent. My wife passed away 20 years ago in January, and there's no way I could have did it on my own. There's no way without the Lord. It's just, he's helped me through that. It's just, I'm just amazed. And he's recently drawing my son-in-law and daughter and two daughters back to the Lord. And we started a Bible study about a month and a half ago. So that has really thrilled my heart. But he has helped me through being a single parent. It's something I could have never, never did on my own. I praise the Lord and the Holy Spirit and Jesus for being with me.
Amen. Thank you, David, for your call today. Much to praise the Lord for, and let's take our eyes off the winds and the waves and the boisterous storms, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. Curtis in Mukwonago, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. I want to praise and thank the Lord for all that he's done for me in my life, for my wife and my children. I've been married 30 years, got two wonderful children, Dustin and Daniel, and I'd like to say... to support the VCY radio station, TV station, for all the listeners that are listening, they need your continued support. Brother Jim, I'm glad you're taking over for Vic Eliason a few years ago when he passed away. You do a very good job of hosting guests on the radio. Also, I'd like to say that please pray for our nation as it seems like it's going down under. I'd also like to pray for Liberty Counsel and American Center for Law and Justice. These two Christian law firms, they support our religious faith and freedom, both on individual and business basis. So if you could support them, that would be great. And thank you, Jim, for having me on the station.
Thank you, Curtis. Let's go to Fort Scott, Kansas next. Tom, today I'm praising the Lord for.
Yeah, that is praise God for. Praise God for VCY. It's total truth, and you don't hear it very often. And I just praise God for a pastor that does the same. He doesn't veer to the right or to the left. And I just praise God for everything that you guys do after coming up and seeing what the VCY place is like. It was really awesome, and I just praise God for you and keep praying for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And Tom was a visitor here, came up from Fort Scott, Kansas with his wife and showed him where Crosstalk occurs in the studios here at VCY. And certainly a blessing to us as well. Paul in Dexter, Minnesota. Today I'm praising the Lord for.
I praise the Lord for his mercy and grace and his absolute truth.
Yeah.
Life is good. God is in control. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Mike in Washington. Today I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for the family of God that we have, that the Lord tells us to pray for one another daily.
Yeah.
And I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ for what he did for us at the cross. And I thank him for all my brothers and sisters in Christ and for what he's doing in America and the world that we don't see is going on. And like you said about the waves, we don't need to be looking on the waves. We need to keep our thoughts on Jesus Christ. And I just thank you for being there for us.
Amen. God bless you, Mike. Thank you for calling. That was Mike from Washington. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. We're doing that today here on Crosstalk as we're pausing for praise and certainly keeping our eyes on Jesus. Our number, you can write it down, is 800-733-9829. Michael is calling next from Kentucky. Michael, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to praise the Lord for salvation that he gives each and every one of us. And I want to thank him for everything he's gave me in my life. None of us deserve what he gives us, but by his grace and his love for each and every one of us, he gives it to us. And I want to thank him for the King James Version Bible, the guide that we have to read and follow. And I thank him for that. I thank him for our pastor and Little Candy Branch Church and our church family.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Michael. Daniel is next in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Hello, Daniel.
I'm praising the Lord for the fact that he promises to answer our prayers. One of the verses that God has really especially pressed on my heart in the last year is from 1 John 5. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if he hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And I'm so glad for that. Not just a hope so for prayer, but a confidence and a know so that God can work.
Amen. Thank you for your call, Daniel. Next to the state of Texas, Toledo, you're on the air.
I pray the Lord, thank you for the our church and our teachers that teach us, and also on the radio. And thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Karen is calling from Bancroft, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Karen.
Yes, I am. First of all, thankful for my husband, who is such an encouragement, and our walk together with the Lord is amazing. And I'm also thankful for a wonderful, God-fearing, Bible-preaching pastor and church in Bancroft. Hmm. And thank you, God, for VCY.
Thank you for your call here today, Karen. Today, I'm praising the Lord for you. Fill in the blank as you call us. Let's go to Wisconsin Dells. And Abigail, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm thankful that even through tough times, God is there, and even when you can't feel him, he's helping you, taking care of you. Also, I'm thankful that we were able to bring three boys from our neighborhood to church, and that they are just able to learn more about God.
Amen.
On Sunday.
That is great. Thanks for being a gospel witness, Abigail.
And I pray that they'll be able to come more.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Cindy is next in Mitchell, South Dakota. Hi, Cindy. You're on the air.
I am thankful that the Lord has blessed VCY America and the outreach that they're doing, and that we have been blessed to have Jimmy DeYoung and Mike Gendron out in our area to continue what you guys have started. And I am very thankful for all the souls that Jesus is bringing to the cross and finding salvation, so they will be in heaven eternally.
Amen. Thank you, Cindy. Jack is calling in from Portage, Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the air.
I wish to bless the Lord for a clear mind and the ability to reason based upon God's word. Hmm. There are so many that are blinded. I am blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. Don in Rogers, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yes, Jim. I want to praise the Lord because last week I celebrated 49th anniversary of my motorcycle accident that left me a quadriplegic, paralyzed from the shoulders down. Hmm. The promises of God have helped me grasp that my accident was not an accident, but God's will for me in Christ Jesus, the grace of God in Hebrews, and that my present sufferings are light and momentary and are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us in heaven.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that testimony, Don. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk and come back for more of your calls as we fill out the final segment today, inviting you to call and share what it is that you're praising God for today. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Keeping our eyes on Jesus today as we pause for praise. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. The tragedy of the shootings in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio have and should have shown you the brainwashing going on in America and how the progressive, liberal, Marxist and the Islamist will take a false narrative and drag it right into the middle of a story. We heard right away that the shooter in El Paso was a white nationalist, a Trump supporter. Yet his own manifesto said not only was he not a Trump supporter, it went on to declare that he was a supporter of liberalism. I'm talking neo-Nazism. He promoted the idea of a radical green agenda, like Hitler promoted, sustainable development, population control. He promoted the idea of keeping the races separated so they would not mix, a form of eugenics, if you will. The evidence is overwhelming. He was a neo-Nazi. And then in Dayton, Ohio, a progressive. Again, the false narrative is dragged in the middle of a scenario to brainwash the American people to get them to give up their liberties and their freedom. Don't be brainwashed.
If you missed our opening remarks, I hope you'll go back and listen to this Crosstalk program at crosstalkamerica.com. It'll be posted within a couple hours. Just to hear what set the stage for this as we focus in, not on the circumstances of the world, but keeping our eyes on Jesus. Time is limited, so we're going right back to the phone lines here today, and we'll take as many calls as we can fit in. The lines are all busy right now. As soon as you hear somebody hang up with their comments, that line will be vacant. Let's go to Linda in Cookeville, Tennessee. Linda, today I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, I'm praising the Lord for his salvation, for the death, burial, and resurrection, our promise of eternal life when we accept Jesus Christ as our own Savior. And he says in the Bible, you know, the Savior for the world and for all who believe. And I just want to also say I'm thankful for a Christian family that I was brought up as, you know, learning about the Bible and the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, and for Christian marriage. And also just want to say I am so thankful for hearing all these good testimonies from the people that are calling in for your program today. That is such a wonderful thing, you know, to hear from all these people. And I just thank you for your broadcasting also and Christian radio.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for your call. Yes, the calls today, just a great encouragement, an encouragement to all of us to keep running this race. Wendy, calling from Viroqua, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm just calling and I'm grateful that that he is working just as diligently with my currently lost daughter and family, along with those listening, as he did with me to believe in Jesus just 5 years ago. So I'm so grateful for his patience and for us to remember that the truth of his word, I'll go to his word, the truth of his word in Luke 10:2, that the harvest truly is great. Amen. So I hope to encourage people with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Bill in Jamestown, Tennessee, you're on the air. Bill, please listen on the phone here. Hello, Bill. Let's go to Pamela then in Duluth, Minnesota. Pamela, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm thankful for my nephew, Zachary, who's type 1 diabetic and has many challenges, including dialysis. He's in his mid-30s, but this month he became born again.
Praise God.
And has gone back to church. He said, I'm not mad at God anymore. He's a changed person. I am so thankful. I've been praying for him, and I just want to thank God and Jesus, and it's a miracle.
Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord with you. Thank you for sharing that, Pamela.
Thank you.
Monty in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to thank the Lord for the King James Bible and for my salvation and for talk radio and the ability to tune in radio and listen to good edification at any time.
Thank you, Monty. Mary in Rochester, Minnesota, I'm praising the Lord for.
I'm praising the Lord for his incredible faithfulness in my life, starting with as a young child, losing my mother, going through years of fear. But the Lord has shown himself strong throughout my life and completely faithful, and poured his love over me and his word, and been faithful every step of the way. 50 years of marriage, 4 beautiful children, and just the more I get to know him and his heart, the better it is. So I'm just all glory and praise and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ and his cross, what he did in Calvary.
Thank you, Mary. Nancy is next in Cookeville, Tennessee. I'm praising the Lord for.
I am praising the Lord for a lady named Mary Elliott that 64 years ago gave me up for adoption, got me into a wonderful Christian family, and I'm here today to talk to you.
Amen.
And I praise the Lord for that, because if she had not done that, I would not have my 3 beautiful daughters, my wonderful husband. I just thank you that she did not believe in abortion, and God blessed her to give me up.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Doug in West Dallas, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The previous call was heartwarming.
Yes.
I praise in Jesus for telling us whom he is. In the boat, in all the English versions, he just says something like, you know, don't be afraid, it is me. But in the Greek and Aramaic interlinear, he says, don't be afraid, I am. And Peter doesn't say, Lord, if it's you. He said, Lord, if thou art. So he was declaring to everyone, and this is very consistent with the fact that when he was finally in the boat and everything had calmed down, everyone who heard him praised him as being truly the Son of God. I wish more people knew what it really said in the Greek and in the Aramaic.
So thank you, Doug, for your comments, but certainly thankful for the word, and we appreciate your call today. It looks like we're going to have time to squeeze one last call in here, and that is Santiago in Grand Junction, Colorado. Today I'm praising the Lord for.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I praise God for Jesus, his Son, who that every midnight, that very nanosecond, as the new day begins, his mercy is renewed immediately for that day, as he has and will continue to do until he returns to claim his bride on that joyful day of jubilation and celebration that will continue for all eternity. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you for VCY, and God bless you all. God bless America, and
thank you.
Of you inhabitants of the world.
Thank you, Santiago. We're out of time here on the program, but thanks to all of you today calling in on the program, as, again, our focus today has been that of keeping our eyes on Jesus as we pause for praise. My mind certainly goes to that hymn that we have sung for so many years. O soul, are you wearied and troubled? No light in the darkness you see? There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Through death into life everlasting he passed, and we follow him there. O'er us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Today's program, keeping our eyes on Jesus as we pause for praise. And yes, folks, we'll continue to talk about issues day after day as the matters come before us. But don't be despaired. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Thanks for joining us today. We trust the program has been an encouragement to your heart. And when you get caught up in the affairs of this life, take time and pause for praise.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.